Greetings, everyone. Welcome to our second episode of Take That Worry and Shove It, the Worrywart and Funk Master's Guide to Decreasing and Downright Eliminating the Worry and Funk Experienced. I'm your host, Dr. Violet Blackcherry. This show centers around practical and oftentimes easy things that you can do, we all can do, to better handle those pesky nuisances called worries. What's a Worrywart and Funk Master, you may ask? It's actually rather simple. These are experts in the fields of feeling worried and overall being in a funky mood. So on to today's technique. It's a mindset trick I like to call aim for everything yet expect nothing at the same time. Otherwise known as when you don't expect it, it comes. Otherwise known as just let it go already. And otherwise known as the ever popular when it rains, it pours. You know how it goes. You want something so bad and you wish it with all your might and it evades you like the plague. Yet when you stop giving a damn, here it comes. Not only does it come, but it brings its brothers, its sisters, its grandchildren, exes, pets, everything. I've been fascinated by this principle since childhood. Why is it that every time you look hard with all your might for something, you don't find it? And when you least expect it, you do. Case in point. Last year, I misplaced my social security card and passport. Now, as I'm sure you're all aware, these aren't very cool items to lose. I was even more stressed because someone had burglarized my residence 2 months prior, and I started to wonder if the burglar had stolen those precious items and was in the process of faking my identity at that very moment. Not only had the bastard taken my electronics and alcoholic beverages, the little bugger stole my Jack Daniels, which I hadn't even opened yet. Well, anyway, I was in a state of absolute panic and ransacked my place looking for my social security card and passport. But find them, I did not. But then 2 days after the frenzied search, I absentmindedly stuck my hand toward the back of my lingerie chest. Mind you, this chest of drawers had already been ransacked by yours truly just 1 day prior. Anyway, so I just absentmindedly stuck my hand in that lingerie chest and without actively looking for them, there they were. My passport and social security card, safe and sound. Now, what lesson did I learn from this? One of my friends, she's a southern gal named Joanna, she likes to say stuff like, "It's some unstated law of the universe, you know, some universal law. You gotta know what you want, but don't think about it. Just kind of throw it out there with faith and go about your daily business." Which is essentially what I had done after my frenzied search. After I yelled every vituperation I could think of while looking for the damn things, I came to a point where I just let it go. I knew exactly what I wanted, to find my passport and social security card, but then I reached a point where I said, well, if it's lost, it's lost. My energy shifted, I exhaled, and then I went about doing whatever I ended up doing for the rest of the day. Now, this process applies to finding jobs, boyfriends, girlfriends, as well as misplaced material items. So, how would we do this process with something like wanting to attract the perfect romantic partner? One of my clients, let's call her Jennifer, she actually met a significant other by getting real specific about what she wanted. She wrote down qualities in her ideal mate, she listened to dating and relationship advice shows from people she respected. And then she reached a point after thinking about it so much where she just learned to let it go. She stopped thinking about that thing specifically. Then one day while she was out and about at the grocery store of all places, yes, I know this sounds very cliche, but she ended up meeting a beautiful stranger. They enjoyed each other's company and soon afterwards began dating. They ended up having a very passionate and close relationship actually, and it was the best relationship she had experienced thus far. The kind of man who came into her life at that point was exactly what she needed and wanted. It was a beautiful affair. And I swear to you, it evolved when she wasn't even thinking about it or fully realizing what was unfolding before her very eyes. She had no expectations from this gentleman and was operating from a space of being open and genuine. So my challenge for you, my dear listener, is to ask yourself, which area or areas in your life are you clenching onto with tight fists? Which areas are you trying to pound the square object into the round hole? Is there some place you can learn to practice the art of letting go? To ultimately expect nothing in particular at this moment while visualizing your personal goalpost? Try it. I bet you it will turn your world upside down as it did for me and for Jennifer. It's challenging, I know, but there reaches a point when trying too hard is counterproductive to what you want. You know the feeling. You've seen the situation. You've seen that person who just reeks of desperation. We've all made comments to friends about that bloke or that skirt, or, you know, that so-and-so who just tries too hard. Maybe you were at a bar or a pub, and you glanced across the room and saw this gentleman trying to get the attention of a particular lady. You can't hear what they're saying, but you can feel from his body language that he's just trying too hard, and the girl is obviously not interested but trying to stay polite. This man wants this girl so badly, he's trying so hard that he's having the absolute opposite effect. He's pushing her away from him as opposed to attracting her towards him. Think about the situations in your life along a similar vein. Think about you trying to attract your goals towards you as opposed to pushing them away by your actions. Just try it. But Dr. Violet, how do I just try it? Well, honestly, for me, it boils down to this. When I'm in the midst of a frustrating situation that is not turning out how I would like, I have to remember to tell myself, listen, V, you worrying and mentally trying to push this thing together is not going to make it happen any faster. You feel terrible and you're blocking the energy flow because now you're resistant. I have to tell myself that simple reminder, and it starts a chain reaction of relaxation and fluidity, and whatever ends up happening that happens is for the better. With that being said, we've come to the end of our second show. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you today, sharing with you one-on-one. I encourage you to leave feedback, give comments, questions, engage in dialogue by visiting this podcast page at www.takethatworryandshoveit.com. Whatever is on your mind, I want to hear it. I'm your host, Dr. Violet Blackcherry. Until next time, please, go take that worry and shove it.